back, everybody. Here we go again. It is not an April Fool's Day prank. The Chat Pack Podcast is back in reality, in the real zone, in the realm that we call our existence. This is a wonderful podcast where we get around it each week and talk about this, that, and the other thing. I'm one of your hosts, Paul Holden, joined by the illustrious duo of Caleb Cole.
Paul, it's great to be back. We missed last week.
It is great to be back.
I have a lot of fun doing this.
We did miss it last week. Caleb was doing the I'm going to go home and check on the folks trip, which I know we're not supposed to travel, but that's one of the approved forms of travel. So Caleb went back and made sure everything was good on the home front before returning. So we decided to take last week off. But before we get on another tangent, let me introduce the man who makes this whole thing possible, whose mustache is, let me tell you, looking really great today. The man who makes this whole show possible,
incredibly
Trevor Heim. How's it going,
buddy?
Groomed.
It's going well. I've been I'm growing out the quarantine stash is what's happening. So been working from home. This is like the most human contact I've had in 3 weeks.
Yeah, and I feel you on that, dude. Well, I mean, I'm lucky that I get to live with other people, and I've seen a lot of people because I take the dogs out for a walk. But you know, obviously, not a lot of you're not communicating. You're with
seeing people at a 6 foot
distance.
Kind
of doing more of the. Yeah, I'm trying to keep, you know, avoid people as much as possible as we roll into week three of this, right? I mean, I'm sure everyone else has forgotten the days. I mean, it's April. We know that because it's April 1st. The month ended, but. Today has Trevor sent us the Groundhog Day meme today where it's quarantine day. And we just,
again.
And it literally was like, dude, I swear to God, like I have done, you know, I mean, I'm keeping myself busy picking things up here and there. And, you know, I'm doing a little bit more work for the station. But I tell you, trying to get people on Groovy Soup has just not been easy for, I mean, I, obviously no surprise, but, you know, it's been that part's been a little tough.
I'm actually kind of surprised by that because I've been seeing a lot of like smaller indie bands and stuff doing like live streams for like one band I follow, they did like a live stream to raise money for like their next album, but it's because like their tour got canceled, so they've just been doing live streams like every weekend.
DJ Bartikus is doing a Facebook live stream dance party every Friday night. If you're not familiar, DJ Bartikus is a famous Athens DJ, notorious in our neck of the woods
notorious.
For his dance parties there. But so how are you guys doing? How are you holding up throughout this whole thing? How's it? I know Caleb. I've been talking to Caleb a little bit. I know he's a little fired up about some of this stuff. But Trevor, how are you doing, bud?
Well, I kind of want to hear what Caleb's fired up about because he's making quite the face.
Exacerbated.
I probably just put some words in his mouth. I probably made it more drama sounding than it actually is.
I don't know. Caleb's pretty drama filled.
I've just seen it. I've seen it so much everywhere that I'm so sick of hearing the term social distancing. It's just ruined Reddit completely. Like, yeah, we all have to stay home. You don't have to ruin Reddit too, you know? Like, now I can't even do that. That was a pastime for me, but not anymore, which, honestly, I probably shouldn't complain about.
Yeah, it's almost like we should be using this time to be productive
yeah.
and pursue, like, hobbies,
you know,
and things like
and
that.
And that's what I was going to say, honestly, is that I went up to the farm, not just to, like, check on my parents, but to do shit, because it's a farm, and there's always work to be done. And I built a bed platform. Sent a lot of pictures to Trevor and there's a lot of deliberation. He sent some plans back. He's a wizard in SketchUp. Trevor, you are a wizard in that program. Do you know what SketchUp is, Paul?
Who the hell are you asking? Of course not. What do you mean?
At first I thought you were going to be like,
SketchUp
of course.
Is. Yeah, you know me. I'm the guy that draws all the time. I build my own things and I have schematics all of the time.
It's pretty much just like a, I mean, it's like a CAD
That's
program,
a great word.
Right? It is a great, it just
yeah,
rolls off the tongue.
It's like a very simplified, kind of like a CAD program, but it has like,
so you can build models. It's like a model.
I don't even know what that means.
Yeah, I was just going to say, I realized that.
Were those the things
CAD.
Like you'd go into tech class and then
absolutely,
like you'd sit
yes.
on the computer and mm-hmm. you would just sit and you'd go, module one,
this is steel. We take the steel from the factory, they bend it, and they take the steel and go through a rigorous process to turn it into the boats you all know and love.
Then you add during this
invigorating module, we're going to have a lot of fun sitting in the basement of Newton Middle School and clicking in a dark room that's really easy to fall asleep in.
Oh, man, I love how it's made.
Funny story.
Are you done?
I do have a funny story that actually relates to tech class and my current roommate, Ian. So Ian and I don't know if this is how we met, but anyway, we had tech class together at one point. And so everyone had to build CO2 cars,
That sounds which fun.
Was great. Cool idea, right? That. Tech class, a lot of this stuff sounds really cool. And again, for people like you two who are successful at these things, really fun. You get it.
Honestly, so don't lump me in with Trevor there. I tried SketchUp and it was okay at best.
Part of the process of the CO2 car is you had to design or draw a 2-scale blueprint of your car. And, you know, they gave us some time. I would say they probably gave us like the blueprint process was probably supposed to be like maybe like a 3-week process. Easily for me at minimum 5 weeks. And at one point I literally just crumpled up my paper and just threw up my hands and just got so pissed.
I believe.
And like, I mean, I eventually built that car. I did not. Ian's car was a lot better than mine. And then I had to also build a boat. Do the same thing with a boat.
Did that go any better?
Ian won Tech Student of the Year that year. I did not win Tech Student of the Year that year. But I did win PE Student of the Year, I believe that year. And Miss Carroll said I was one of her favorite students ever. So there you go.
There you go.
I'm a superstar.
I think
so. Went to Lenski Elementary School.
I think my CO2 power card took second place, which was, I'll accept that.
I believe that.
When did you guys do this? I didn't do this in high school.
Like seventh grade?
I did it in eighth grade, yeah. In Beach.
Anthony Wayne?
Mr. Beach's class. I think it was Beach.
Mr. Beach's. That's the woodshop guy, right?
Yeah. We did CO2 powered cars. We built clocks, CO2 powered cars, and dog houses, which I really wish I still had that dog house. It was fucking sweet.
We did clocks. I know that. We did clocks as well. Not dog houses. We had to do some. We made like ducks. I remember we made ducks, and I made a Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle duck.
You mean ducks? Like a wooden duck?
Yeah, a wooden duck with wheels that you could pull like a toy.
Oh, that's sweet.
And mine was a Ninja Turtle because Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles was coming out in theaters.
Makes sense.
So,
how did we get onto that topic?
So that was actually a good segue. So far away. You were mentioning that you were building a bed frame.
Yes.
Because you guys are doing this whole van building thing, right? Cool thing people talk about all the time, but you guys are actually doing
cool,
it.
Cool, yeah.
I mean, yeah, we are.
My question is, do I jump in on this train?
And yeah, you should. So I bought this van for an amount of money. Let's call it X.
That's what I'm saying.
And
so,
I could just sell you my van, but I'm just going to triple the price. It's a good deal.
But I don't want it. I don't want to do that. I just was asking, so I was wondering, like, where do I get started in this? Like, where would I even begin to look? What should I begin to even expect? Because the idea is to maybe live in it for the summer. Because my idea is with this whole thing
you're
going
starting
on
pretty late if you need to have it by May 1st. Oh, and no, you've got May 15th.
No. I mean, and again, I also could buy the van, store and move, and then have a place to go and then build it out as well.
Dude,
but
honestly, if you...
If I get a good... because, so I'm in this weird limbo where it's like, I don't really, like... I like my car, but I don't... It's not, like, a big dependent on thing. And it's like, if I'm going to have a car... Because the only reason I started thinking about this was I was talking to my dad the other week, and he brought it up. He was like, you know, you could just buy a van and live in the van. And I was like, honestly, like,
in a van,
you're really not.
Down
I mean,
because
he's a van dweller himself. He lived in his van.
What?
Yeah, he lived
Ed
in a
Holden
van.
Ed Holden lived in a van?
Yeah, Ed Holden lived in
a
van.
Wait, hold on.
By, like, in the 70s?
Or
like
by
an 18 van?
Yeah, yeah. He basically did it to, he was working and stuff still, but like he did it to save money at the time where it was just kind of an in-between thing where he was just like, you know, I think it was like in between, like he was at school, like finishing up school, internship type of thing. As Caleb refills his cocktail with just more juice.
You hear that? You hear that sizzle?
That's a Joy-Con controller.
That's a nice crisp lemon lime seltzer water.
Such an old man. Anyway, Trevor, I don't know if it's me. I know I say this, but maybe it's just when I check back. No, it looks fine. Never mind. I'm full of poop baloney.
full of poop.
It's full of poop.
Anyway,
full of poop baloney.
So my dad said, you know, like, you think about it, you could do it. And in reality, it's like, well, I just put tires on my car. There is an alignment issue, but like, I'm thinking I could probably get around like $6,000 for my car. Maybe. And then that's enough to at least, I saw like, I don't know if I should buy something like older and then just kind of like use, because I saw like kind of like already built out thing, because that's kind of what I'm leaning towards if I was to do it. Like, because you're right, I don't have the, yeah, I think. I mean, I don't know what else I would do. Mm-mm-mm-mm. Like,
no way.
What, do you want to just come and help me build this thing out? Or
exactly.
You and me?
Exactly. Me and you. Listen.
Now, okay, so let's start this at the beginning. Where do I go? Where do I start? Trevor's got his hand up. I'm letting him chime in.
Defer to Trevor. He's the smartest.
I would just like to weigh in before you guys get too excited about this. Well, first, I'm happy to build more CAD designs for Paul's van because it's pretty fun. But two, while Caleb built a awesome bed platform, and I think it's great, there was about three different times during our many texts back and forth where I just turned to Amanda and I was like, I wish Caleb lived closer so I could just go over and help him with this.
Dude, see, it's so much fun.
It's boys' trip. You come out.
I could drive my camping vehicle out to help you build your camping vehicle.
There you don't even have to fly. There you go.
I'm telling you, come to the farm. There's a whole
workshop.
Honestly,
that's not a bad place to go do this thing. We go to the farm. 3 days, take our shirts off, you know.
Do we have to?
Time around our waist.
Grease.
Halter top.
You know, I want to look like Brad Pitt from Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. I'm going to have a beer in my holster. I'm going to be on the farm. The problem is I can't go to the farm because my dog will ruin your chicken setup because she can't behave her damn self. She'll just try to eat all your damn chickens.
Honestly, is there a scene in this chickens where we have to play like volleyball too with like...
Oh,
80s
yeah.
music and like too much sweat.
It's a volleyball fundraiser for Caleb's farm, and there's the rival beach volleyball team that wants to shut down
the farm. Special needs farm
to build a parking lot or something like that. No, the big bad businessman wants to put like a Walmart or something on Caleb's family's farm.
I wish that somebody would make like two special needs farms rivaling against each other, but I know that that would be perceived in bad taste. But if you knew where I was coming from,
you weren't. I mean, just saying it out loud is kind of like you can detect the bad taste in the air from that comment. Like,
I think if it was done in a quality way, it would be okay. No, I'm just kidding.
So, okay, let's rewind here. I am looking to do this thing to basically be like, hey, I'm in Athens, I'm working in Athens, but I don't necessarily, because if I crashed on someone's couch, I'd have to pay rent. Most likely, but it's like, hey, if I'm just parked at your house, it's like I can just sleep out there. If you let me shower, I'll throw in for utilities. So the only thing I'm paying for are some utilities, and I just go sleep in the van. Because then I could just get up and go. Because then I could just get up and go. I mean, because the idea isn't to live in the van for a ton of time, but the summer.
Yeah, it would work so much better if you didn't have Dot. Honestly, that's what like.
Yeah, definitely. But I mean, like, what else can I do? Well, yeah, and I mean, because here's the deal. Like, if I have the van and it's there, you know where I can park it? At the station. The station is not going to say no to the fact that they have an employee that they trust literally parked on site at the station to
honestly,
be there.
Even if you didn't tell them, I'm sure people wouldn't even notice.
No, dude, no one would notice. Who the hell cares? It's Athens. It's the station. A guy apparently told me he hopped in the jambulance one time and slept in the fucking jambulance. Like, I don't know. Like, I don't know if it's the jambulance or the other van that we had.
We could
it was
just
like
a side podcast called The Scandals of Power 105. We should do
it. Right. That'd be a great idea.
Paul, why don't you just sleep in the ambulance?
Definitely not lose my job.
You can just camp out in the ambulance.
I could.
Just buy the
ambulance. But it's not as comfortable. Because, like, the thing is, I want my mattress. Like, how do I get a full-size mattress in a car? A
full-size mattress fits in my car. True. Probably fits in Caleb's, too.
So, Paul, if you want to live in it for a while, you were actually asking about where do you start. So I think, and Trevor can probably help me, that it all starts with the vehicle, right? I mean, because you can't design the bed platform or design, like, cabinets or anything until you figure out what you actually have.
Yeah,
so,
right.
And the reason I got a minivan is, so I just drove from Toledo to Athens. It's like 200 and some miles. I think so. And I averaged 24.7 miles to the gallon. So that's pretty solid for like road tripping around. But it's not a huge vehicle. Like if you really want to stay in something, I would really suggest a full-size van. Like even if it's like a Chevy Express 1500, you know what I'm talking about?
Like the cargo vans?
Yep, yeah. Like those white work vans.
Yeah, I'm on Craigslist right now. I'm looking at stuff.
So like you can get, I mean, you could probably get one like in decent condition with like 100,000 miles or something like that for like $6,000. Honestly, like maybe if you pay a little bit more, you'll get better miles. Well, I guess less miles. And you might get something with newer tires or whatnot. Or you could always get a van that's a little bit older for like $3,000 and then put nice new tires and kind of upgrade a couple things yourself, you know?
Because my dad said he would like help me out. And again, it would be, the idea would be maybe, and then I would just keep it at that point. I would just keep it to then just take road tripping, obviously. I would just make it my everyday. I would strip it down, but I would still keep it as like my everyday vehicle. Because honestly, the goal is to, and I've wanted to do this for a long time, is to eliminate having to drive to work. Make driving an option, but not my necessity. And like part of that is, it's like, I think I wouldn't mind really getting in a routine of waking up earlier or whatever before work and getting a bike ride in and then like just changing it. Because like, you know, if I'm trying to go to the West Coast and like, in Seattle, if I lived in Seattle, there's a huge bike path that goes like through tons mm-hmm. of the city, and it's a very bike friendly. It's a very hilly, like, you know, it's going to be, you know, a workout. But I feel like I would like that a lot more. And plus, since now that I've biked in like the cold days here, it's kind of like really wet conditions would be the only thing that would prevent me from biking in somewhere. Like if it was a reasonable ride.
Well, good thing Seattle never has really wet conditions.
But you know what I'm saying, like, you know what I mean?
Like torrential downpour.
Like really wet conditions. Yeah, like, I mean, a light rain, it's like whatever. I mean, because like, so that's like why I was just also looking to see if I could find someone that maybe is selling theirs and then just see where I could go from there.
I mean, that's probably Facebook just like, Marketplace.
Really? Not Craigslist?
Yeah,
honestly, nowadays, there's a lot. You should use both, but you're... I still think that you'll probably end up finding what you need on Facebook Marketplace because it seems like most people who post on Craigslist also post on Facebook Marketplace, but most people who post on Facebook Marketplace, which is a lot of people, don't always post on Craigslist, you know? Like when I post something, I post on both, but I feel like...
So what...
Sorry, go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, so what do I need? You know, like say, like hypothetically, like if I was to go through it, like what are the things I need to consider, like... looking at?
So a van, that's important.
Thank you.
Well, like for me, well, so I was gonna say I went a little bit different route because I built a SUV that I can camp out of. So it's kind of like in the world of like living in your vehicle, there's like the full-size van people, which are like the ones you see on Instagram that have like the full setups with the beds and all that and whatever. And
sometimes
then
the Sprinter vans.
Yeah, sometimes Sprinters with like full kitchen setups and all this stuff. Then there's like minivans like Caleb that are like great road trip vehicles. And then there's like trucks and SUVs, which I think is a little more common out here because like I wanted it to be able to go out to the desert and have like that 4x4 like high lift capability, you know, to drive out on these like crazy back roads and stuff. So you probably won't necessarily need that. So you could get kind of a minivan or a full size van. The other thing I was going to say is when, and this might not be as common near you because out here people sleeping in their vans or like camping in their vans is pretty common. I noticed out here there was a few that I found for sale that were like a van or a minivan that someone got and they started to convert into like a camper and then, or like something they could live in, and then they decided not to do it. And so they are selling it while it's like halfway through the process. Which I feel like could be kind of good for you because you could just pick it up with like, oh,
that would be very good for me.
It needs these couple things and then it's ready to go, you know?
Like, honestly, this thing I'm going to send you in, I'm going to send it in the Discord, but like something like this, I feel like would be perfect, but I feel like it's too old. And it's like, if I'm going to invest, I gotta invest in something better. But like
the audience.
All right, so like it's the classic camper van car. It's a Ford, the 2000. It's a year 2000. That's a 20-year-old car. Oh. Where it scares me.
That's a conversion van. That's one of those old high top family vans.
It's already got a bed in it.
And exactly. But take that bed out. Put my bed in it. You know, it's got wood paneling on the inside. It looks dope.
Oh my gosh. That has a CRT TV.
It's got a CRT in it.
Does it have the N64 setups? Because like some of these have N64.
I mean, I could put the N64. Oh, it definitely at least does. It has component cables right in the front.
No, like they made some of these that have like the N64 controller inputs like by each seat. So you could just like hook your N64 to the TV and then hook the controllers by each seat. Yeah. I found one at the junkyard semi-recently, and I was like, this has N64 hookups.
Of course you just go to the junkyard.
So I was getting parts for my camper truck.
a high-top van like this, I think, is going to be the ideal, because you want something that you can mostly stand up in, if not all the way.
Oh, this is honestly, like, it's kind of perfect. Mm-hmm. Like, because, just take out that whole back seat.
You'd want to take out the whole back seat and the middle seats, honestly.
Probably.
Yeah.
But it'd be nice to have like a chair or something, you know, somehow like turn something into like the couch to like sit in.
My only, this is awesome. And it's supposedly it only has 100,000 miles on it, which is pretty low to me. But my only thing with this is the fuel economy is going to be horrible.
I know. That's my thing.
It's going to get like 12 miles per gallon.
Like, how much am I spending on gas on this thing? But again, the idea isn't I'm trying to cover a ton of ground a lot. Like, I mean, it would just be. But that's why I'm thinking if I could find like a 2010, you know, that difference is going to be major in terms of just fuel economy, I'd imagine. But, you know, did they even make something like that in 2010? And this is interesting. Wow, it doesn't look as nearly as cool. It's kind of beat up, but.
I mean, the best thing.
Got a lift in it? Holy cow.
The best thing that you really could get is going to be one of those, they're kind of like a delivery van. It's those Sprinter vans, you know what I'm talking about?
They're like a little bit smaller.
I don't know. They're about the same size. Here, I just found one, actually, that I can link to you.
Dude, or I just pull this little trailer behind my car.
Oh.
But then I'd have to spend 12 grand on a trailer.
That is something.
Yeah, that's probably not the move.
I know a girl who's a climber out here that she built her own little teardrop trailer, like a little camping trailer.
Yeah, that's exactly what I just looked at.
It basically just like has a bed in it, and that's like it. But I think hers had like a little pop-out kitchen thing, so it had like a camping grill and like a sink and stuff like that. It's kind
of
cool.
I've been looking. I've seen a lot of builds where they'll put a bed in the far back of the van, and then so you sleep kind of sideways, right? So your head and your feet aren't facing long ways in the vehicle; they're facing the short way, like widthwise. Mm-hmm. And then underneath the bed is cabinets on your left and your right side, and the one that you pull out on your left side or whatever side is usually a camper grill, and then the other side has like food and spices and sometimes even a small like kitchenette sink kind of thing. So that way you don't have to have your cooking stuff inside the vehicle. You can have it outside, so it saves a lot of room inside for if you just want to stretch or lay out on the floor or something, you know. It's just nice to have.
You gotta have that option. Mm-hmm. It's gotta like you gotta have like. I can't be hunched over all the time.
Yeah, and if you can only sit on the bed and you can't really kind of sit anywhere else in the vehicle, like that's why I built.
Just get
so Trevor introduced me to this this REI guide. It's like some article on REI's website that has like an extending platform, right? So it's kind of got like I don't know, Trevor, like teeth.
Yeah, it's just like interlocking like wood slats that like slide apart.
Yeah, so that way, basically, you can have like a small little bench thing, and then you can pull on one side of it, and it extends out to being a full bed. And I did that. Usually it goes side to side, so your head's up towards the driver and your feet are back towards the trunk, or vice versa. But then I kind of did it side to side, or I guess long ways. Yeah, so it's kind of like a couch in the very back, but then it pulls out towards the driver, rather than it being like a bench on one side of the vehicle.
Which I didn't even think about doing that, and now that I saw that you did that, I think it would be like so much better to have that in my car, because then I would be able to fold up my back seats when I like slide it into the back versus like sliding it like long, like sideways.
I didn't even think about that for yours.
Yeah, I didn't think about it either, and I'm like, damn it.
I will say though that like for you, like, so Trevor had sent me this idea where it's like, rather than it's two parts, or rather than having two parts that slide away from each other, it'd kind of be three stacked parts, and they would all extend out. Does that make any sense at all, Paul?
Kind of like a staircase type thing?
Yeah, actually.
Like, you'd pull it out, and it kind of like, kind of pulls it.
Like an accordion.
Like a tackle box works.
Well,
and you pull out the, and they like.
But then it goes like all the way flat. But yeah.
But the idea of like you pull it out and that's how it would look. It's kind of like
honestly, that's a pretty good understanding for my half-assed explanation of
it. Yeah, that's like because that's my thing. It's just like since I probably could get a little bit of money, you know, a good amount of money for my car, I'd honestly try to look for something that was like either in progress or like maybe already done and I just need to tweak it a little bit. Or I just get a van that I can just throw my bed in the back and then make it as comfy as possible and it's just somewhere to sleep. And if I'm parked at a friend's house, I just run an extension cord into the, you know, through the window and throw it into the car and then just go that way.
So let's just, if you don't mind talking about budget on air, which I can't imagine you do, to be honest. Like,
I mean, honestly, I have no idea because
we could probably plan you out right now.
I'm you know,
going off of that.
All right, well, let's see here.
Like, I think if you wanted to do this as cheaply, well, wait a second. Is your Escape big enough that you can lay down in the back, like when you fold the back down?
Yeah, I've done it.
You could build out the Escape.
Well, I was going to say, honestly, if we're talking like cheap as possible, you could just put your, because you have a full bed, don't you?
Yeah, but it doesn't fit.
It doesn't fit totally flat in the back? Well, I was going to say, like, as cheap as possible would just be, you put your mattress in there, and then you just need something to, like, block out the windows so you have, like, some privacy.
Yeah, I throw curtains up and then just
cardboard vacuum seal all my clothes. In a van. Well, of course you'd have more room, but I think you'd be much more comfortable in a van.
Yeah.
But I mean, I'm also, it's like, is it worth it to do this whole van thing, or is it just to like find, you know, or do I drive my Escape with all my belongings to an apartment that, you know,
it builds character though, working on something like a big project like that and completing it. Like, I know,
I agree.
Trevor's laughing at me, but I'm kind of serious.
All right, Mr. Cole.
I think it'd be good for you.
It builds character.
I think it would be too. Here, so let's build the hypothetical.
You know what else builds character? I don't think that's something that you.
Living out of your car.
No. Honestly, I believe that. All right, Paul. So the hypothetical, if honestly, the best thing you could get is one of those Sprinters because they have decent enough fuel economy. They often have four-wheel drive. They're tall enough that you can usually stand up in them. And mm-hmm. like they're lifted a little bit more off the ground than normal full-size or minivans. So they're kind of, that's why you see like when people are really doing it, like I guess doing it big, like with really getting one of those full size van and putting a bunch of money into it, they're always doing it in one of the Sprinter vans. And you can find them for like $10,000 to $12,000, but that's usually what you're gonna find them for. if not a lot more.
Yeah, because like I think I can. It's whatever I'd sell my car for, whatever I have saved, and then whatever, you know. I think my dad said he might be able to help me out, which would be probably where I would get my, you know, the loan from. So, yeah. Let's see. Okay, so hypothetically, I'm looking at Kelly Blue Book here.
I'm looking at a 2012 Freightliner Sprinter 3500 that the body doesn't look like it's in very good condition, but it said, oh, never mind. You know, when you scroll through like pictures and you're like, that's nice. Why is this so cheap? And then you get to the one of the bad side and it's a total vehicle. It was like a 2012 Sprinter for $7,000 or 34,000 miles. That's a good deal. Nope. But yeah, I mean, you gotta choose the vehicle first, Paul, before you can build anything.
Before I can design you a bed in SketchUp.
Yeah.
Because the other thing is, how do I play video games with that?
Also, you know what I'm saying? If you want to get a bed, if you want to keep your bed, like you're talking about your bed that you have in your bedroom right now, right? Your full size bed, not get like a camper mattress that folds up. Then you aren't probably going to do an extending platform. You're probably just going to do a bed platform, and then you definitely need more room.
Right. Okay. Kelly Blue Book private party range for my car.
Dude, here.
I think
here it is.
3,820 to 6,181. So let's say I can get $5,000 for my car.
Okay.
Let's start there.
Dude, here.
Let's say here I can get
2,500. Oh. And then the other 2,500 is for building all the shit for the inside.
Boom.
Bada bing, bada
honestly,
boom.
You don't even need 2,500.
It's already got shelves in the back. Van. It's already flat on the back. It's got all the stuff.
So, and one thing that, like, I mean, you can really do this for fairly cheap because you go and get the wood and you can build a frame inside that van, put up some like little temporary walls, like something thin, but like put some insulation inside of it. And then you can literally just attach kitchen cabinets. Like my dad was showing me, he has this demolition guy. Like his job is to literally go through buildings and just demolish them. And he does this walkthrough of them first. And he always calls my dad to just salvage cabinets or doors or just any building material that you would need, you know? And so my dad mm-hmm. just gets a bunch of that shit, and he has like a bunch of kitchen cabinets. And like as soon as I saw him, I was like, oh shit, I could put those in my minivan. And like they're a little bit too big for that, honestly, because the minivan doesn't have an intense amount of room. It has good storage like in the floors, but it doesn't have a lot of room above floor, you know? But if you have a full-size van, you could just nail up some or screw some cabinets on a frame that you build and have a full-size van or a full-size bed. Maybe even put a little pump sink.
Did you look at this one, Caleb?
The 2500 one?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It doesn't have air, though.
Yeah, and it's a 2002. I might try to go a little bit newer, to be honest. So for those
that's
who aren't watching our stream, honestly, even people who are watching our stream don't know exactly what we're looking at. But it's just
that's true.
It's
that's
just
true.
Like one of those white vans that you would expect to see free candy spray painted in black on the side of. And then in the actual back of it, it's just looks like it's got a plywood floor and
some one shelving.
Like basically just some shelving for. I mean, this is clearly a work van.
Yeah, 100%. That was definitely for tools and things.
And
but
the reason why you want like a bigger full-size van, Paul, is that you're ideally going to want to put that full-size bed sideways. So your head is facing like the passenger side of the vehicle, the long one.
Right, exactly.
You know what I mean? I'm trying to explain
that. Yeah, totally. You're not going to be like, you wouldn't be going like your feet pointing towards the dashboard. You'd want to be going the other way.
Yeah, you don't. Yep. I guess you don't want to be parallel with the vehicle's motion. You want to be perpendicular to it.
Right.
It'll just give you more space.
For so sure. much. Mm-hmm. And if you can do that, then you can build the cabinets beneath. And I like the idea of building cabinets so that you can access it from the back of the vehicle if you're like opening up the trunks area, or from inside the vehicle if it's Because, I mean, you got to think, if you're spending the whole summer in there, there's plenty of rainy days that you're not going to want to go out in like just the pouring rain just to get some food. And if you put a camp stove back there, then like, you know, what are you going to do when it's raining?
You were talking about, Caleb, like having the kitchen stuff be like kind of outside the car. And it's like, unless you have kind of some kind of canopy or something, like it would suck to not be able to cook when it's like bad weather.
Yeah.
Which, but again, people do put like, canopies, am I that worried about it? Because honestly, again, the idea would be to
park it at a friend's house.
Yeah. So it's like, it's a place to sleep.
Yeah. If I were you, I would build out a place to go. I would build out a place to sleep underneath the bed. I would probably put a bunch of storage for clothing.
Yeah.
And then I would still, like, I would probably put some cabinets on the wall that you're going to keep food that is, like, non-perishable. And if you could, ideally, like, if you're actually going to put $2,500 into the build, not the vehicle, then you could do a solar setup. Like, you could have, you know, I
saw this one that was perfect on Craigslist, actually, like, this, like, thing. But then it's, like, the, but then it was like, oh, the engine had a huge leak. But it was like, this guy was definitely like, live, like it was like either his camper van or his, like, you know, at least was his, either his home or just his straight camper van. Sorry, I got distracted because I thought I found it, but I didn't.
No, waiting for you to get it out.
Yeah, it's really interesting. I'm trying to find it. It was really perfect.
That's a good point, though. Like,
oh, Trevor, I forget that they use KSL in Utah. KSL, what the fuck is KSL? But you work for them, don't you?
Yep. KSL, if you're looking to buy a car in Utah, KSL is where you want to go. And I'm not biased at all, because they don't pay me. that's a good point, though, Paul. Like, talking about the engine, that's like kind of the main things you want, is like, is the vehicle the right size that you need it or want it to be? And then, is it mechanically sound and like, probably lower mileage if you're planning to like road trip it a lot, and then from there you can just build anything you want, like in terms of the living space.
Yeah, I mean, it's just like, I'm really bummed I can't find this one.
I mean, honestly, I would go for just some full size. You're probably not going to get a Sprinter in your price range, if I'm being completely honest. Because if you spent every dime, then you'd probably be able to get like a lower end Sprinter. Because I mean, these Sprinters literally go up to, I mean, new, a lot of them are anywhere from 40 to 75,000.
Yeah, exactly. And it's just like,
so even used, it's cheapest 10. Usually.
Yeah, because it's like it would be a temporary living space that would then just turn into like a recreation car, but I don't need to do it. Yeah, exactly. Like I don't need to do a ton of things. Hi, Dot.
I do.
What I'd be looking for is a used work van, like a white delivery van that preferably has windows. I would really consider having windows, because if you're gonna spend that much time in a vehicle, you need some natural light, honestly.
Yeah, that's my other thing, was like, I don't like the fact that those don't have the windows there.
A lot of them do, but it's a little harder to find those.
Yeah, but
I'm gonna link you something. This is what you need.
No, I do have a question though. If you're living in this van for the summer, where is like all your other stuff going to be? Because I don't know that you'll be able to fit everything in your van. Or maybe you will. I don't know.
That's the question, Trevor, is buying the van, using it to move my things before building it out to store them somewhere.
Probably don't want a bunch of shit in their new Florida house.
Well, I'm not. Florida is backwards. So
it's the opposite end of the U.S.
In reality, the best place for me to go to store stuff would be Colorado. But
well,
odds
what
are,
if you, what if, I mean,
I mean, also there's places in Athens I can go. I can either pay to get a unit, or it's, again, I just like,
well,
hey,
listen, what about,
I know this part of the station you're not using.
You could pay for a unit at in Chicago, because you would drive right through there on the way to Seattle if you stayed in Athens for the summer. So then you could just go through and pick up that stuff.
Might not be as cheap though.
It's not a bad idea.
Or
yeah, but
I know a guy who's got the hookup on roof racks, so he could get you a big roof box and you could just put all your shit on your roof.
I mean, that's not a bad idea either.
Gas mileage quite a bit.
So Have you seen the one that I have on my truck?
Yes, I have. I saw it on Instagram.
So I have like, I think it's a Thule, right? T-H-U-L-E.
Thule.
But it's like one of the bigger boxes that Thule sells, like maybe even one of the biggest. It's like so ridiculously too big for me, but I got a good deal on it. But anyways, I put this thing up on the roof and I was like, well, it's kind of aerodynamic, but like, we'll see what happens. But once you get going above like 50 miles an hour, it feels like you just have like a sail.
Starts racking.
Well, no, it doesn't rattle or anything. You just like, if any crossed wind hits you, you're just like swerving with the wind because it's just this big sail on top of your car.
had like the like torpedo looking one.
Yeah.
We would use that for our road trips. But man, there was this one time that we were doing our road trip. And I mean, I had done it the same way. I had put it on my parents' cars 100 times. Like, I did the same thing. And like, it felt secure, but dude, it was going. And I think it was the way we had the things put in the Thule.
Okay.
Not the actual, like, putting the Thule on itself. And it would just make this huge thump, 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 thump noise. Like, it was coming up and down and just slamming. But I guess it wasn't the Thule itself. It was the things in the Thule just that were making around. It do that.
Oh my gosh.
And so we stopped at like just on the side of the road because it had happened, and it was maybe like 12:30, like 1 o'clock in the morning. And I mean, dude, it's just the only people on the highway are just ripping down the highway, you know, it's all trucks, and I'm sitting there, you know, and I'm just in there, trucks in the right lane, and I'm off on the shoulder just on the highway, so you know, not a lot of room. These trucks are just zooming by me while I'm trying to just like, I'm like, oh my God, if I slip backwards at the wrong point, like a truck is going to kill me. And then, yeah, I fixed it, I think. I think I just removed the things, but we fought the Thule for a couple of days. It was tough.
Paul, did you look at the link I sent you? Trevor, you need to look at it too, just so that you understand. So this is like, I mean, this is a pretty silly camper build, but it's kind of cool at the same time. It's got like wood paneling on the walls. And I think,
whoa.
Yeah. So see how they do the bed. So the back, the very rear of the vehicle, there's usually wheel wells. But if you build the vehicle over the wheel wells, then you can not only use those wheel wells as kind of like a support for your bed. So it's a little bit stronger, a little bit sturdier. But then you also can hide them completely. And so then it's kind of a, you know, get two birds stoned at once kind of deal, you know?
Dude, that is a ridiculous thing.
And the wood paneling that they did on this, I know, it is hilarious. The build is also, like, it's cool looking, but it's just so not ergonomic. Like, they put, like, a brick wall in front of the bed and put a bench on the side. It looks like the inside of a craft brewery.
It looks like what the people would, like... Like, you'd go, there'd be a montage in a zombie movie, and like, you know, they're all like building stuff, and then you just see that thing just like burst through like a metal fence or something, and it's just is like,
some
metal music playing.
Go to picture 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
Trevor, can you throw the van picture up over the stream chat?
12, 13. Go to picture 14.
I could try.
Let's see. Picture 14, you can see the wood paneling in the bench really well. That wood paneling on the wall is actually, like, from what I understand, it's not that hard to do. Like, they did a good job of making it all look really nice and pretty.
Yeah, I don't understand the brick of it, but the back of it looks tight.
Yeah, the brick seems a little bit
maybe
silly.
I don't think it's real brick. I don't think they're real bricks.
No, it's almost for sure not. They usually have, like, this cutout wall thing. Like, my grandparents used to have a floor below their like they had a wood stove, and it was just like, it looked like it was made of bricks, but then you could pick the whole thing up and it was about a quarter as wide as a brick. Still sturdy, but it's not like actual bricks. But I mean, like, they just put the bed sideways over top of the wheel wells. They put that little brick wall thing, which honestly, like, if you're in a van, like, it's really nice to have flat surfaces around your bed so that you can set a cell phone, or like if you have a drink, or maybe you're sitting in bed and you want to toss like a laptop up somewhere and kind of like sit up against the wall and watch it, you know, like there's definitely like reasons to have a flat surface like that. But you can also like build them into the wall so you can fold them up. so you can leave them folded flush up against the wall, and then it can be on some hinges with a beam support that you can like fold out, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But interesting. But we could definitely do something like that, like where the bed is far in the back over the wheel wells, put some wood paneling across something. My dad actually has a hookup for this guy who sells, it's old pallet wood, but they take apart the pallets and they stack it up nice, and they'll sell you, ironically enough, they put the pallet wood on a pallet and they'll sell you a whole pallet of pallet wood for about $100.
Whoa.
And it's quite a bit of wood.
Good wood too.
Yeah, it's pretty, I mean, well, that, I don't know if that's pallet wood, but
that's like,
that looks like fresh wood that they did some wood burning or something on.
That's definitely like the most expensive thing that you'll probably encounter, is like getting all the wood that you need for whatever you're building. And then if you want to do any sort of electrical stuff, because some people throw like a battery.
See, I think the idea would be to start basic and with the idea of I'm going to have access to the amenities through staying near amenities that I can get, and then go from there. Because
for you need an electrical system, honestly. If you're going to sleep and like live in that car, like a lot of people have setups in their van that they can play Xbox, like even online, because if you're not paying for rent, you just pay for a hotspot, and your van's your hotspot.
Yeah. Yeah, I can. I mean, and those are like the nice things, but it's also like I could also pick up Wi-Fi probably from just being in there and just leave my Xbox in someone's house. Because it's like, for example, Athens, I know where I'm going to park it. I hear that house doesn't have anything in the family room. It's like, hey guys, do you want a ton of stuff for your family room? And they'll be like, yeah great. Oh, you mean every streaming service? Yeah, I got it. You know what I mean? Cause that's been the nicest thing about leaving that Xbox out in, like, you know, throughout college, minus my controllers getting destroyed, was the fact that I slowly picked up every streaming service now. I think I can watch anything. I think I'm set. I think I'm good to go.
You know the one thing that I've been seeing a lot on... Paul, really, you should be on Reddit, and you should be on r/vandwellers. You'll see a lot of cool builds on that. Like, that's how I've gotten a lot of my ideas, is just over time. Like, now I kind of am sick of vandwellers, because you see a lot of the same stuff over and over again. But when you don't...
Just pictures of vans.
Yeah, but when you don't know a lot about them, like... Thanks, Trevor. but when you don't know a lot about it, you'll see a lot of new ideas on there. But I was going to say, Trevor, one of the things I've seen a lot on there that I really want to do in a van is a wood fired oven in there. Not for like cooking, but like to heat your van.
Yeah.
I bet it'd be so efficient. In
that sounds scary.
Well, you build it so like, you know how doors will... like passenger side window or doors in a van, like one will open and then there'll be that handle just inside the door, or like on like where the other door would fold, and so like they open like suicide doors like that, you know, like so one door opens like to the left. Yes. And then look at my hands.
For the audio like listeners, this. Look at Caleb's hands. He's describing
it's like a gate motion he's making. It's like a big iron gate would be opening.
Yeah.
Making maybe a creep.
But it's like one has to open before the other one can open. Is that what you're saying, Caleb?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, yeah, now like, that makes like way more sense. They have the little handle on the back. But Trevor explained it way better than you did.
Yeah.
Boom!
I mean, Trevor's roasted. A lot smarter.
Freaking loser.
This is why I did the design
anyway,
work.
Anyway, on the inside door, that door is, like the far side of it is usually pretty thick, because it is kind of like a whole other wall of the van. So it's like about, I'd say like a foot and a half deep often, you know, so it's pretty thick. And so people will build little metal boxes into that door that contain the fire, and like then like they'll weld it on. I mean, these people are ambitious.
That's awesome. That's like a huge, that's a crazy step.
I haven't seen anything like that.
That hard though, if you can weld.
I've seen where people put in like the little... what are those things? It's like a little metal box with a little door on the front, and they put wood in it, but then it has like a chimney pipe coming out of the top of it. So they put this little metal thing in there, and then they've got the chimney pipe that just goes out of like the top of the van. And so then you just burn wood in that, but it's like sealed shut, so all the smoke just goes out the pipe, but it heats the van, which is like a similar thing.
I mean, you could definitely... Yeah, and that's probably the easier way to do it, but then it's kind of like, it's not, it takes up a lot of space, you know?
Yeah.
But I guess if you have the space, but honestly, however you could heat the van without just having to like turn on the car, blast the heat. Yeah, and then you wake up at like 3 or 4 in the morning just shivering.
It's tough. It's interesting. We shall see. Because it's just, again, just the common theme of my life being completely up in the air, because I'm also like, well, maybe I should stay put. And if I get unemployment, maybe just kind of ride that train for at least a little bit till I figure out what I'm going to do. But if the station's going to pay me, I also should just get to Athens and go work for a little bit. But eventually, because like I want to move into a place in the fall, at least by the like August time, where I'm hoping things are at least close to back to normal. But, you know, I got to figure out that first. But because with all this, I'm definitely going to have to go back to Athens to make some money for a little bit.
I mean, and then that's, you come so that's up why, because I feel we'll like build out a van for you. It'll be sweet.
That's true.
It'll be, I mean, Jeff, I'm not super, like, I think in your head, again, I'm really good at doing this stuff. And in my head, I'm pretty good at doing this stuff. But then yeah, in reality.
But between me, you, your dad.
My dad is very good at it. So, yeah.
Like, he'd be, and again, because again, like, I don't need it, you know, it would literally just be the place to sleep and a comfortable space to have, because the idea again would be, it would be a good place. Thank you. Hi, Dot. You can't decide if you want to come in or out.
Paul, your dog is so disruptive.
I think Nick just left. Look at her. She's just looking at me all sassy.
She's like, what are you even doing? You
should do what we do to the aggressive goats and pour a bottle of water on their head.
So, watch. She's going to go unmake my bed. Oh, nope.
Ooh.
She's good.
All right, Paul, continue.
She usually will just go and start
making ripping a up nest. Your bed.
Yeah, spinning in a circle.
Because like that would be the thing. The idea would be to put more money into a better vehicle and then have the basic amenities where it's like, you know, I could take it camping and I won't have, you know, I don't need a high Wi-Fi hotspot to take it camping. But it's like, if that is my, you know, if I'm parking at a national forest and I'm in a national, you know, or like on the outskirts of wherever for a little bit, then I need to be like that. But it's kind of like the idea of it's more of like somewhere that I can just sleep and buy some time, you know.
Make it comfy if you want to put in the work. You know?
Yeah, yeah. I would love to have most of the comforts, but it's like I'm not going to worry about putting the money into making it so I can play my Xbox in my van if I'm parked at my buddy's house and I could just go inside, you know,
Let me live vicariously through you
and build. Dude, we do it. We just find the best of both worlds. Or you bankroll the whole thing and you can pay for it all, and then I don't have to pay for anything, and then it's a project that you and I do.
Or
I don't
like that. You guys give me the money and I buy a van out here and I build it out here and you come get it from me.
Trevor,
it would probably be a lot better than what we built.
Honestly, Trevor, I would have zero problems being like, Trevor, here is the money. Go find one in Utah. I'm legitimately, this might actually be the thing. I might just get the money and I might just be like, Trevor, here you go.
It's not yours if you don't really get your hands dirty.
No, and then I go out there with him.
Yeah, he comes out to help. I just do most of it.
Yeah. You know, I come out.
He does the stuff that I spend the whole summer at Trevor's house.
We do have a living space in our basement, but we only have one bathroom right now, so
you'd have to share a bathroom. And you can't stand up in his basement, to be fair. Well, you might Caleb be able to stand up in a bed.
Caleb can't because he's a giant.
I'm 6 foot and a half inch.
I don't believe it for a second. I smashed my head in the basement a couple times, though.
Ugh, that doesn't sound very
It's a very low ceiling.
Well, that's where I'm at, guys. And you guys gave me a lot to think about, so I appreciate that.
You can get us talking vans. You know that.
I can get you two talking about building things, just like you guys can get me talking about video games. Speaking of which, what have you guys been doing to fill your time, to pass your time? Have you guys gotten into like books, TV shows, video games? For me, I got Animal Crossing and Doom, and I've played considerably more Animal Crossing.
There you go.
Not to say that Doom is bad. It's just I don't like Doom. It's like intense shooter that it's like fun to play, but I don't know if I'm necessarily looking for that like right now. But then Animal Crossing, you just jump in. It's like, oh, this is cool, my cool little island.
I want a Switch so bad.
Caleb, just buy one, dude. You've wanted one forever. Can't, there's literally not a better time than ever to buy a Switch than now. Caleb, I found on Columbus, I just looked it up. Someone was selling a Switch with an extra controller, Mario Party, Mario Tennis, Mario Kart, and Smash for $200.
Whoa.
That is literally, you could do
that for
and
me
get
right
animal.
Now.
No, you can do it yourself.
Where was it?
Paul. Columbus. You buy that, Paul, that and then Caleb will buy the van, and then you guys can trade.
There we go. Bingo. Yeah, exactly.
Bingo, Paul, bingo, I will trade you that Switch, and I will buy it right now. Link me the Switch. You won't do it,
Trevor. So yeah. So are you? Is Animal Crossing like? Are you an Animal Crossing guy? Dude, this is my first time ever playing an Animal Crossing.
I played it
so.
For GameCube.
Yeah, this is my first time playing it as well. But I honestly, I thought it was really dumb when it came out, and I was seeing all this stuff about it, and I was like, that looks dumb. I don't think I would like that much, but I have a Switch, and I played a ton of Minecraft back in the day, like just tons and tons of Minecraft. And so I watched a couple streams of Animal Crossing, like on Twitch, and I was like, you know what, that looks kind of cool. I'm gonna check it out. And now I think I'm on like day 4 of my island, and like some of my friends and coworkers who have had it since like launch, so they're much further than me in terms of their days, are like way behind me in terms of like how much stuff that I've like accomplished and acquired. Like I've just been like strip mining the island and like building all this stuff, and they're like, hey, I discovered blah 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 fish, and I was like, oh, I've got 87 of those because I have to sell them because I'm farming them to get bells or whatever. I'm like, I'm coming from Minecraft. Like, I've got the Minecraft mentality. I'm like, why? What else can I do? And they're like, well, it's mostly about relaxing. And I was like, what else can I do? I've got more things to do.
I need more Nook tickets. I need to go to more islands. Because let me guess. When you because wait, so do you? Did you buy any of the online yet? I know you're vehemently against paying for online video games, but it's literally $20 for an entire year, and you're doing yourself a major disservice for that Switch if you're not doing it, because you're missing out on a ton of great retro games.
So I bought Animal Crossing digitally, so it came with a 7-day trial of the online. Mm-hmm. So far, yeah.
Because I see you pop up online.
Yeah, so I've got like the trial going on, but apparently someone at my work...
You need to buy it.
Someone in my work has like a family plan that has an extra spot. Mm-hmm. So they were like, hop in on our family plan and it'll be like $6 a year.
There you go.
And I was like, $6 a year.
Exactly. and I know you're like, oh, I play my games on the computer. I don't even pay online. You're paying $6 for your NES and your Super Nintendo games.
Yeah,
that's what I heard. Can help. That'll help the pill to swallow there. But it's just cool to go. I want to come see your island then, if you have the online then for a little bit.
Yeah.
But yeah, I went to Ava's island, and it's like mine. It's like, you know, I put some time. I've kind of fallen off the past couple of days, but I've been itching to
you
get
went
back
to Ava's island. That's an adorable relationship goal for you.
That's honestly like how we have dates now. We like FaceTime, and I come and hang out with her on Animal Crossing.
Oh,
like, that's
guys,
that's
just like middle school.
I know, it's so cute, isn't
Paul,
it?
Paul, can you confirm
dude,
that
the
you're...
Twitch stream on my end is so behind. I'm sorry, I'm just so distracted
it, no,
by it. It's just
too.
So behind. Anyway, what
sorry,
are you saying,
guys?
Trevor?
No, can you confirm for us that the your Animal Crossing island is or is not named after the island in Life Aquatic?
Oh, God, that actually would have been a really good one. I did not name it after that. Oh. But my character my character is Zizou. That is my character's name is Zizou. So, but, dude, Caleb, Ian brought his record player down, put that bad boy on finally.
Well, isn't that off of Spotify now?
Yeah, so it was
and
great
to
listen
to it. And
you have it on record?
Oh, that's
it's
fantastic.
Awesome. And the vinyl's super cool.
Vinyl.
It's all white. It's awesome. But, yeah, Animal Crossing is fun. Animal Crossing is cool. Doom is also fun and cool, but it's honestly it's just more Doom.
So what's your island name?
I sent a message to the person.
Oh, it's Teal Tides.
Teal Tides.
I don't know. I was just I bought it on a whim, and then I was just like, it's a simple name, and I'm not gonna hate it later. You know what I mean? Like I didn't want to pick something like too like niche or like something that I was like really into at this time. So I was like, you know, I'll make it easy, simple.
Nice.
It's a lot of pressure though, you know. You're like, I was like, oh shit, like I was not ready for this commitment here. I saw people like posting about it, and I was like, oh, you know, there are people freaking out about a video game. And then I got to it and I was like, this is a big deal. This is a very, very big deal.
I didn't realize just how impossible it is to change your island name later, because basically the only way to do it is just to delete your entire save and like start the whole game fresh. And I went with a name that I was like, I might start to regret this later, but so far it's been hilarious every single time one of the villagers has said it, because I named my island Arkham from Batman, like Arkham Island. So they're like, isn't it just lovely here on Arkham? And I'm like, like,
if you only knew
the insane asylum
villager.
Or they're like, we need to, you know, something, something Arkham, blah, 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 Arkham. And I'm like, LOL, every time.
Paul, have you played Breath of the Wild?
No, I haven't played Breath of the Wild.
That's like the main reason I want to buy a Switch, honestly.
I mean, that's a great reason to buy the Switch, dude. I mean, it's supposed to be an incredible game. I've never beaten a Zelda game.
Yeah, me neither.
I've played a lot of them. I think I've only beaten the original Zelda, I think Zelda the Wind Waker, Zelda Twilight Princess. I've never beat Ocarina of Time, which is honestly a bummer. I need to just do that.
Yeah, I had it on my 3DS and I was playing it. I mean, it's an incredible game. It really doesn't make any sense that I don't buy Legend of Zelda games and I'm not really into them. Like, there's really nothing about them that I don't like. I don't know. Again, it kind of goes back to the whole thing. It's probably like a Legend of Zelda comes out, and at the same time, like a Mario probably comes out pretty close, and I like to play that.
Heard or Mario Odyssey's
there's great, like dude. A new shooter. Dude, did you get the
rumors?
Big rumor.
Oh, yeah.
The big rumor this week, Caleb. Have you heard about any of this?
No. No, I have not.
So it's the 35th anniversary of the Super Mario series. And this rumor that a lot of outlets said that they have sources from, but again, I'm not going to believe this till I see it, because it would be dope. They're saying they were going to do a big Mario celebration at E3 this year, but obviously it got canceled because of the virus. Because the Super Mario Land theme park was supposed to open up at the end of the summer. Or in the summer in Japan too, so it's kind of a big Mario year. So they were talking about they were going to remaster in a Super Mario All-Stars 2 type thing for the Switch. Sunshine.
Oh yeah.
Super Mario 64.
Oh yeah.
And both Galaxies. And they're going to put them on one thing. And then they were also going to remaster
like Master Chief Super Edition Mario. But Mario.
Dude, and wait, just those four Mario games.
Please tell me Super Mario World though.
But they're doing 3D Super Mario World, you know, Super Mario World. Are you like the old game?
SNES.
Super. Yeah, you could play that on your Switch right now. Nah, that game doesn't need to be remastered. Keep that art the same. Don't even touch that game.
So good.
Just crisp it up. Just make the pixels look good
when
in HD. That's
when they
all
gave
you
Mario
do.
The cape and he could start flying. Mm.
Dude, you can see, I mean, Mario Maker, man, you can get that game. You can play tons of Super Mario World 2, basically. But Mario Switch. So they'd like HD remaster, Super Mario Sunshine, Super Mario 64, and then Galaxy 1 and 2. And then they'd also remaster Super Mario 3D, or like Super Mario 3D World, I think, in a whole separate thing. And then they'd also be doing a new Paper Mario game that's closer to N64, GameCube, Paper Mario, so the very good Paper Mario games, all like that's all coming, and like if that happens,
could be
done. If those games are getting remastered, that's an immediate buy for me. I would play all those games again.
Honestly, I don't think I ever played. Speaking of games, I haven't beat Mario 64. Played it,
dude. Mario 64 is a remarkable game, and it's important for what it is. But I mean, if you're going to go back and play Mario, I would say Galaxy is where to go.
Mario Galaxy is really fun.
It's so awesome. Mm-hmm. It's super fun.
But, honestly, it
anyway,
seemed
Caleb,
like...
I sent you that deal on that Switch, dude. I told you that's
I already
a steal.
Messaged them. I already punched in the phone number and sent a text. I mean, that is an insane deal. $200? Like, it doesn't have the games that I'm... Like, what were the games? It was like Mario Tennis...
Dude, what more do you need? I mean, you have Mario Kart 8 Deluxe, Mario Tennis, Smash and
Luigi's
Super Mario
Mansion?
Party.
Super Mario.
Well, yeah, those
I
ones,
guess it but. Was really just the thing is that I really want Breath of the Wild. And then I'm pretty sure that there's a new Pikmin for Switch, right?
No.
Was that just not Wii yet. U?
Yep, Pikmin 3 came out on the Wii U, and it's not remastered and released on the Switch. You can't play Pikmin on
the
Switch.
I really liked
which
Pikmin.
Sucks.
I played 1 and 2.
3 was really good, too.
But yeah, Breath of the Wild. What was the other game? I guess Mario Odyssey is the one that I really wanted besides Breath of the
Mario
Wild.
Mario Odyssey's tight, dude.
But Smash is like, yeah, probably a given because I'd like to play a little bit more Smash Ultimate.
Plus, BioShock is coming there. I mean, you could get Dark Souls on there. You can get all sorts of stuff. Switch is pretty tight, man. I think you should get
this,
one.
Doesn't this, I think this deal, this really is a good deal. 4 games, a Switch.
Dude, this is a stupid deal.
And
this guy is losing
controller.
Money. I mean, this guy is losing
that's
money.
That's like an easy, $700 worth new? Because the Switch is 400.
Let's see. It's 300. It's 300 new.
Oh,
so 300, and then, so let's see.
60 times 4 is 240.
Math is hard.
You're about $500. You're about 500 and some change.
Yeah, I mean that's
on that Switch.
For
I would
200
say
$200 and $200 posted does not mean $200. I bet I can get this.
No, exactly.
$150, $175.
If you do, that's the steal of the century for that thing.
Dude, also all black controllers. That's
lame.
Yeah, I've got the blue and red.
That's the best ones.
Dude, the colored controllers are so much cooler than the black controllers. The all black controllers are lame on the Switch.
I like, dude, honestly, Kelsey had, like, she was drying her laundry, and she had hung up all, like, it was all black shirts and then one gray shirt. And she was like, it looks like everything I own is black and gray. I told her that's the dream. I love that. Like, if you could just have, I still, one day, before I die.
You wear, like, you have, like, 3 purple shirts you wear all the time. You have to have purple in there.
I don't have to. Honestly, I want to, one day, just have a closet full, like, find the perfect pair of pants and my favorite shirt, long sleeve shirt, and then, like, hoodie. And just have those things, but just, like, 10 of each or 15 of each. So I'm wearing the same pants.
So you're like a cartoon character when they open up their list.
Yes. That is the dream. Are you kidding me? Having all the same thing?
It's so boring.
Oh, it'd be so cool. Everybody would always know what you look like. When they think about Caleb, it'd be like, all right, he's the guy with like the red sleeve on the t-shirt and then the black in the middle, you know?
There's a way simpler way to do that that allows for like creativity thing. As well. You just wear the same hat every day. Boom. And then everyone knows that
you smell like
you
ketchup.
Wear the same hat.
Yeah, I was going to say. Now everybody knows that your hat smells.
Was the Chat Pack podcast where each week we gather around and talk about this, that, and the other thing. I'm going to put a nail in that coffin.
You can't just end the show every time we upset you.
Yep. I can end the show whenever I want, Trevor, because we've run our usual course, and so I have the power.
Got the power. We actually have ran a little bit more than our usual course.
You can catch us usually live streaming the new episodes of the Chat Pack podcast at twitch.tv/chat_pack. Caleb's going to stream some stuff now that he's home, because we're going to talk about that while I eat a burrito off air.
I'm only going to stream if you're watching me.
That's what I just said. You weren't listening to me. You can catch all of the episodes available on your favorite streaming services like Spotify and the like. Give us a follow on Twitter at Chatpack Live. Follow us here on Twitch, twitch.tv/chat_pack. And keep jamming out with us. Keep tuning into us. We appreciate you all listening. And stay safe out there. Take care of yourselves. We've got another day of quarantine tomorrow, I guess, or depending on when you listen to this. Maybe you'll be looking back on this and be like, wow, that actually happened. Guys, another great show. Thank you so much for joining me.
Bye.